Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, I want to tell you today that the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared. Now, that word snared means caught in a trap. And so many times, I remember times when Darren and I would walk into a restaurant and we'd go, whoa, and walk right back out because the atmosphere was defiled. And we'd go into shops and, whoa, okay, we're leaving right now. I remember a church where Darren and I sat down in the pew of this church on the front range, and in the middle of the pastor's monologue talking about cancer, he just grabbed my hand and out we went. We were sitting in the middle of the pew. Hello. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for those times that we weren't caught in a trap. And caught in a trap means that your mind is going to go to another place, or your whole being is going to be accustomed to that atmosphere, and we don't want that atmosphere to go with us out of that door, out of that shop, out of that restaurant. So make sure when you go to a place that you're feeling really good, really comfortable about being there. And I want to say happy birthday to Kimberly Jo. She was born on April 23rd, and we love her. We love her. She's been a wonderful, wonderful daughter. And her father lived by this motto: I'm just living hand to mouth, but it's God's hand in my mouth. And so I want you to know that we lived by faith. We truly did. And God supplied every need without insurance, without the things that so many people depend on. I want you to know that God is able to take care of you today. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And we have the Spiral Power Pack in the teal. It's a beautiful color, and it's being mailed. I go to the post office quite often with more power packs to mail to you. So if you say, well, I've got a power pack, don't be so singular in your possession of a power pack, because it can be a great witnessing tool. I know one friend has bought power packs just to pass out. So remember that it costs $15, and you can just send $15 in to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you can go to freedomstreet.org and go to the resource page and order from there. Some people do order online in the resource section of the website. God bless you. It is a great tool. From American Center for Law and Justice, this may be the most important election in generations, and I really truly believe that, Jordan. This is from Jordan Seculo. Yet your right to vote is under unprecedented assault. The radical left is trying to enshrine into law everything that went wrong with the 2020 election, forcing mail-in ballots, banning voter ID measures, and legalizing ballot harvesting, inviting fraud. They've unleashed a blitzkrieg of lawsuits against election integrity laws, even attempting to strip away your right to vote for the candidate of your choice. That is true. They've got my candidate in court 4 days a week now, and he can't go out and campaign. That's the guy I'm going to vote for, and many of you are. So they are stripping away your right to vote for the candidate of your choice. They're trying to put him in jail. They're not going to do it. They're not. Now, some states are unconstitutionally dismantling the Electoral College and replacing it with the popular vote. And with Biden's policies inviting floods of illegal immigrants, fears of non-citizen voting are rising as some cities and states try to allow it, the blue states. We often say that elections have consequences, and that has never been more true than now. At the ACLJ, we're dedicated to defending your right to vote and the integrity of our elections. Our legal team is already fighting in battleground states and filing FOIA lawsuits. We are involved in the landmark Bush versus Gore case and just won the Trump ballot ban case at the Supreme Court. They are working on President Trump's behalf, and that's why I give heavily to the American Center for Law and Justice. If you want to give, for instance, if you want to give and you really don't know where to give for Donald Trump, give to the American Center for Law and Justice. We're prepared to go back to the Supreme Court if necessary, but we need you now. And you know what it is. You go to ACLJ.org and you sign the new petition, Defend Constitution and Elections. That's what you can do. If you want to do something, I'm just one person and I just can't get out so much and I don't know what to do. Go to ACLJ.org and you can actually give there and you can sign that petition, Defend Constitution and Elections. As I'm taking communion every morning, I'm also praying for strength and wisdom and understanding for Donald Trump and his legal team. I wish that Jay was right there in the courtroom with Donald Trump, but I'm assuming that he has so much on his plate. Donald Trump is a man of action, and he reminds me so much of Darren, never stopping even long enough to eat and loving every minute of his life. And the left thinks it's got him in their pocket to do whatever they want with him. I don't believe for one moment that this is true. The left is scared to death. Or why would they elect to put Michael Cohen, a former disbarred lawyer, on the stand? He's been in jail. You tell me. They have no case, and they can't get legitimate, honest people to lie against Donald Trump. They can't. He must sit in court for eight. Think of this. He must sit in court for 8 hours, 4 days a week, and listen to dishonest people rake him over the coals. It's one thing to have somebody tell you how bad you are or how mean you've been, and you can walk away from them. It's another thing to sit there in court and listen to that hour after hour. This is disparaging, to say the least. Will you pray with me that God will interrupt the plans of the evil spirits involved in this unconstitutional trial and bring some kind of sense back to the American courts? And we say together, my friend, we do. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against Donald Trump shall prosper. And every tongue, every dishonest testimony that accuses him in court shall be condemned by those of us who are praying and Almighty God in heaven, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's pray for him every day that he is in court. God will vindicate him. And that's why when I take communion, and especially this week, every morning I'm taking communion because it's Passover for our Jewish brothers and sisters. And pray for Donald Trump as you're taking communion. I just bless that cup of grape juice and the crackers that I bring to the table. And I ask God to bless that body and the blood of Jesus. Not only give me energy, but give sustaining wisdom and energy to those people I'm praying for. Praise the Lord. Our verse for this week is the last of Psalm 121. Oh, this has been so good. And this is verse 7 through 8. The Lord will protect you from all evil. Did you hear that? The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul from harm. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever. Deuteronomy 28, verse 6. Going in the country and out of the country, in the city and out of the city, God is going to keep you. And the Living Translation of Psalm 121, verse 7 and 8 says, the Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. Praise the Lord. That is so beautiful. I love the scripture. I love the Bible. That's why I've been reading it for 48 years. It's my main book. Although right now, Kimberly and I are reading a book by Samuel Whitefield. Now, you may not have heard that name because he lived in the 1700s, and it's as anointed today as it was then. And it's called Will You Choose the Wilderness? Oh, that sounds rather droll, rather harmful. No, it isn't. The wilderness is an area in which you can gain strength and vision and understanding of what God wants you to do in the wilderness. So we're calling each other back and forth and saying, what did you read today? Have you been reading this? It's a wonderful book. So again, Will You Choose the Wilderness by Samuel Whitefield. You can get it at Walmart. My Confession for Today by Rick Renner. I confess that I need to be encouraged. Yes, I do. And that's why I read the Word. God's Word commands me to be encouraged daily. So I choose to believe that encouragement is what I need. I recognize my need for others, and I acknowledge that others need my encouragement as well. The daily exhortation and encouragement of other believers will stir up my faith and help me hold fast to my confession of faith. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. One of the reasons why I have the meetings at my house once a month on the second Saturday is that I love edification and I love encouraging. And my friends come to the house and we praise God and worship Him and are encouraging to one another. And then I have a Bible study on Thursday nights and we just have a wonderful time together. Great fellowship. So if you need some encouragement, remember that meeting in May is it's the 11th, the second Saturday of the month. In Hebrews 3:13, it tells us to exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. If you get away from spiritual fellowship and from reading the Word of God, you're going to be influenced more and more by the world because we have to be in this world. Jesus said that in John 17:17. My people, my friends have to be in this world, but you will keep them from the evil of this world. And the Father God has. He's done so much. So we need to be strengthened and need each other. And that's why I have been privileged for these many years to come to you daily and lift you up in the Spirit, giving you the Word of God to strengthen you and letting you know how much God loves you. Now, in Hebrews 3:12-15, the Message says, so watch your step, my friend. Make sure there's no evil unbelief lying around that will trip you up and throw you off course. You've got to watch that unbelief. It's sneaky and knows how to get you to questioning who you are, to lose your identity, just like Adam and Eve lost their identity in the garden. And he's going to try to divert you away from God and the things of God. It's so important to remember that some of these influences are not good for you in this world. Verse 13 of Hebrews 3 says, for as long as it's still God's today, keep each other on your toes so sin doesn't slow down your reflexes. If we can only keep our grip on the sure thing we started out with, we're in this with Christ for the long haul. Yes, we are. These words keep ringing in our ears. Today, please listen. Don't turn a deaf ear, as in the bitter uprising, in the things that make us go from one place to another, distract us in all kinds of ways. Colossians 2:13-15 says, when you were stuck in your old sin dead life, you were incapable of responding to God. God raised you up right along with Christ. We are seated with Him in the heavenly realm right next to God. And you can read that in Ephesians 2:6. Can you see it? Think of it. You're seated there with Jesus Christ right next to God the Father. All sins forgiven, the slate wiped clean, that old arrest warrant canceled and nailed to Christ's cross. This is Colossians 2:13-15. He stripped all the spiritual tyrants in the universe of their sham authority at the cross. And see, we're facing sham authority here in the United States. So we kind of understand what's going on and march them naked through the streets. So Jesus, when he died on the cross, he took all those spiritual evil spirits and he in the universe, and he took the authority from them at the cross and marched them naked. I love that idea. I love that idea. God is doing this very day as we call upon him. He's doing that very same thing. Do you know, as you listen to the news, they don't have answers. They can give you all the news, all that's going on right now, but they don't have the answers. You know who has the answer? The believer in Jesus Christ. We know, and because of prophecy, We know what's going to happen in the end. We've read the back of the book, and we win. Praise God. So we must recognize him as our victorious champion and redeemer. Jesus is our high priest. He stands in the gap for each of us and continually makes intercession for us. Hebrews 7:22 through 28 says, this makes Jesus the guarantee of a far better way between us and God, one that really works. See, you want something to really work right now in the nation and all the chaos and the things that are going on? Well, we go to Jesus Christ. We go to him. We go to Father God, and we say, Father God, in Jesus' name, just like I read before at the beginning of this program, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that accuses me in judgment I condemn. And God is going to vindicate you, my friend. He really is. It's a new covenant, Hebrews 7 says. Earlier, there were so many priests who died and had to be replaced, but Jesus' priesthood is permanent. He's there from now to eternity to save everyone who comes to God through him, always on the job to speak up for them, and that's us. So now we have a high priest who perfectly fits our needs, completely holy, uncompromised by sin, with authority extending as high as God's presence in heaven itself. Do you know you're not only redeemed, you're holy? Now, some people don't like to say, oh, I'm holy. You are. He who knew no sin became sin on your behalf, that you might become the righteousness of God in him. What are you? Righteous. What does righteous mean? Holy. And that's 2 Corinthians 5:21. And in other places he said, you know, through Jesus, you have wisdom from God, you have redemption, you have righteousness. Praise God. Right standing with God. That is so good. Unlike the other high priests, he doesn't have to offer sacrifices for his own sins every day because he can get around to us and our sins. He's done it once and for all, offered up himself as the sacrifice. The law appoints as high priests men and women who are never able to get the job done right. But this intervening command of God, which came later, appoints the Son, capital S, who is absolutely, eternally perfect. Jesus makes intercession for us all the time. So even as the accuser of our brethren, Satan accuses us, and he does. He loves to do that. He loves to just label us as unworthy, as trash, so many things. Don't listen to him. The blood of Jesus continuously flows before the throne of God, reminding him and all of heaven of Christ's victory over Satan. Moreover, it speaks of how God doesn't have to punish us because he already punished Jesus in our place on the cross. He became the curse that was meant for us. So judgment is fulfilled as long as we accept the gift of salvation. Praise the Lord. That is so good. I'm so grateful for that. And I have Rachel wanting to do doing a song that I have. And it's from an old song, Jesus Paid It All to Him I Owe, but with a new little bent. And we want to know that he paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, yet he washed it white as snow. Here's Kim Walker Smith. And thine alone can change.
throne. I stand in Him complete. Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat.
Listened to that song. If you just listened to that song, you need to worship through that song and lift your hands. Even if you're in bed, you lift your hands because He melted my heart of stone. He paid it all for me. and sin had left a crimson stain, and he washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat, oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt. Praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead. He raised you and me, my friend. He brought us back to life from the dead. And he rewrote my history. He rewrote my history. He changed my destiny. Oh, God, you changed my life. I'm going to let Rachel do this CD again. And I want you to worship along with Kim Walker Smith and the choir. I want you to sing along. If you don't know the song, just raise your hands in worship. That's what God loves. He delights in your worship and praise. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in